The London scene and how great it was at the turn of the 60s. Cyril Davis and the Rhythm and Blues All-Stars down at the Marquee on Thursday.
What a band that was. I always tried to get there. If you didn't get there early enough, there's a line to go around the block. What a great band. The drummer was incredible. So was the bass player. Nicky Hopkins played piano. They always had guests playing, singing rather. Mick Jagger came there once before he was famous. Rod Stewart would get up and sing. Thursday nights at the Marquee were like magic. I'd also go to Ilpi Island. That was another one of my favourite haunts. I saw the Stones there. They were great, actually. It was actually saw them the night. Brian wasn't playing in the band, and Stu Stewart was playing piano. They were terrific. They were really good in clubs. But I saw them at the Stones later on. They were doing a tour, I think, with maybe Little Richard or somebody. You couldn't hear them. But in the clubs, they were fantastic. They could. They still are. They're still around, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you might have seen them in the last month. That audition with Jimi Hendrix down at the Birdland Club of Piccadilly Circus. What do you remember about that? Walking into the room, had you met Hendrix before you went to the audition, or was it the first time?
No, actually, I knew their manager, Ches Chandler, bass player with the Animals, and when I was 18. I tried out for another band that Chaz was managing. We just rehearsed for a couple of months in the Boat Club in Richmond, or was it in Twickenham rather, and nothing came of it. But he had my number and he called me up and said, "Have you heard of Jimi Hendrix?" And I said, "Yeah, everybody was talking about him. All those guitar players, Pete Townsend and Jeff Page. They're all going on about it anyway." So I said, "Yeah, I'd like to try out," and I got there. Jimmy actually came up to me. It was raining, of course, and started talking to me about some songs he'd written the night before. I played for about 40 minutes or so with him. I didn't have a clue when he started playing. There was a couple of drummers playing before me. Then I sat down at my drums. Actually, my brother gave me a hand taking him up there, borrowed Dad's car again. and I played for a while. He was very generous with his time. And he was, to be truthful, I didn't have a fucking clue. He just started playing and, you know, he had a stack of Marshalls and he started playing. Whiz one. later on, I did get a chance to get up and jam with him when we came to the States. When I was in Savoy Brown, I sat in. They were jamming at a club in New York at Steve Paul's Scene. I got up and played a song there. And we were out in LA one time. And Eric Burdon was singing. It was just a jam. And I got up and played a couple of songs, shuffles, I think. I'm good at that.